Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast today. I'm glad that you could find time in your schedule to join me. And I'd like to begin by reading a few passages of Scripture from the book of Joel, the second chapter. Verse 28 begins, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions, and also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my Spirit, and I will shew wonders in the heaven and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and terrible day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered, for in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call." What can we learn from these passages of Scripture? Well, that there is a great and terrible day of the Lord that is soon to come, and there will be signs and wonders in the earth and in the heavens. For those of you who have the ability to research or to go on the internet, know that there are very many strange occurrences happening even now in terms of the signs of the heavens, the signs in the planets, the things that astronomy is concerned with and the scientists are aware of. In fact, I heard the other day there were 7 new planets discovered, only 400,000 miles away, light years away. So at any rate, there are things happening that are very unusual in our natural world. Even in the earth, we know there's a disruption of weather patterns. And whether these are natural or being orchestrated, that's a matter for another time. However, we know that we are coming by every sign, by every indication, by the fulfillment of prophetic words, that we are in the end days. And praise God that final scripture I shared, that whoever will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. God is a merciful God, and He doesn't want anyone to perish. But beloved, what we see is that we are coming to the very end of days, and this is what I want you to see. These are very familiar passages. Ever since I was a young babe in Christ, I heard these scriptures. "It shall come to pass that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh." Think about that. God is saying all flesh. He's not making a distinction between His people and those that dwell upon the face of the earth. He does in the next verse. He said, "And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days." In other words, He is going to give an anointing to the people of God, but also there's going to be pouring out of the Spirit of God on all flesh, that those whomsoever will may come and drink freely of the waters of life. God is going to give prophetic dreams. He's going to give visions. And I've heard of that happening even to those who are not saved. Why? Because the time is short, and God will do whatever He can to reach every soul for His kingdom. He does not want any to perish. And beloved, as we look at the days in which we are living, we are reaching the very closing chapters of the history of mankind as we have known it in time. Just bear with me. Let's go back to the very beginning. And Genesis, of course, records what happened in the beginning. It said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And then as we go a little bit further, a few chapters over, we see that God created man in his own image. He set them in a perfect garden. They had beautiful fellowship with the Lord. He gave them one command, and that is that they should not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Of course, if you walk with the Lord, you know the story. If you've read the Bible, you know the story. They disobeyed. Eve was deceived by the serpent, who was empowered an embodiment of the evil one, of Satan. And Adam, fully aware of what he was doing, disobeyed, and they suffered the consequences. They were thrust out of the Garden of Eden, lest they should eat of the tree of life. And God told them, the day that you eat thereof, you will surely die. They did. They suffered immediate loss of fellowship with God. They were embarrassed. They were aware that they were naked, and they tried to cover themselves with fig leaves. They hid from the Lord, and they did die. It was hundreds of years later, but they died spiritually immediately. And praise God for that promise of Genesis 3:15, where the Lord said that he would put enmity between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. When he did not curse man and woman, he cursed the ground, he cursed the serpent, and he cursed the demonic forces that would one day be destroyed. He would crush their head, the Messiah, Jesus, who was yet to come, and of course his heel would be bruised. But we see that was the opening chapters, if you will, of human history. And now, as we are in the very end of time, as I was preparing for this broadcast, my heart, in fact, in recent days, has been very much centered on the book of Revelation. And that book is, it's not revelations, plural, it's revelation. It is the revelation of Jesus Christ to Saint John the Apostle. And in there we see what will happen at the very end of the age, when Jesus will return, when the millennial kingdom is set up, and then at the very close of the book, we see a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. And of course, we will go on forever. The history of mankind continues on in fellowship with the Lord throughout eternity. But, beloved, there are so many things that we need to hear in the book of Revelation. And I just want to share a few things. I want to share scripture with you. But to help you understand that the time is so short, thank the Lord for his goodness to us. Thank the Lord for his loving kindness, which is better than life. But as we look around us at the condition of the world and the nations and the governments and the lives of multiplied millions of people around the world, we see the problems of life, the material and spiritual, mental and physical problems of mankind. What is there any, is there any doubt that we are in very perilous times? We are in very, very difficult times. What can we do? What is the answer? What are the answers? Because the problems are many. Beloved, as far as a spiritual answer, the only solution, the only resolution is a divine visitation of the Holy Spirit of God in the lives of the peoples of the earth on an unprecedented scale. That's why I've shared with you from the book of Joel, because it talks about the pouring out of the Spirit of God on his servants, on his handmaids, and upon all flesh. And I'm seeing this in a dimension that I never have before, of God's great mercy that in the moments of the closing of time, he is wanting everyone to come into the ark of safety. Civilizations have crumbled throughout the eons, and we see governments in our own era and time are failing. Nations are changing. The map of the world is changing. We see communism and socialism and tyrannical dictators proliferating. There's revolution everywhere. We see disease and sickness and physical pain. It's rampant. There's moral, social, political, governmental, economic, family problems. There's mental and physical and personal problems in the lives of every person on the face of the earth. And beloved, there are no natural answers. Nations, civilizations, people literally have come to the end of themselves. There's despair, there's heartache, grief, broken homes, poverty, and a countless ills that mankind have brought upon themselves since the very beginning of time. And lest you think you can say, well, Sister Glass, I know all of this, but beloved, I want you to understand that the reason we're seeing this is that we're preparing for the book of Revelation to come into reality. Literally, because there is no solution, spiritually, I've said, the answer is the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, that whomsoever will might come, that they could be translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. That's the spiritual answer, but in the natural, there's such depth of complexity in all the problems we face. The only one who will be able to, quote, solve these problems is the appearance of that son of perdition, the Antichrist. I suggest to you we're having the problems we are because the earth is being set up for the appearance of the man of sin, the man of evil, and there is now, presently, a process going on where the sheep are going to be separated from the goats. Praise God. Well, I need about 6 hours, but I must bring this broadcast to a close because my time is flying away, and we will continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I hope you can be with us. As I always do, I give an invitation to my radio family to write and share your prayer requests. This is and has always been a personal ministry to God's people. Intercession, prayer, I fast on occasion as the Lord leads, and I just invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information, and I personally will handle your letter, your note, your email, and send back whatever God gives. I love you. Thank you, UCM Partners, for your prayerful support. Radio family, I love you. Thank you for joining me, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh.